tap dancing, or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor.
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Tyler Alexander, the left-hander, in the pitch as we go to the fourth. It's 3-0 Brewers, and let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Southpaw Alexander ready to work to Sean Bouchard, and he takes a slider knee-high for strike one. So Elvin Rodriguez, the first two innings, Jared Koenig, then a perfect third, and now it is Alexander, newcomer to the organization, 0-1 pitch, misses upstairs on Sean Bouchard, number three on the Rockies lineup card here today. 3-0 Brewers. Yelich just hit a two-run triple. Churio's got a solo homer. Alexander's 1-1. Bouchard hits it on the ground to the hole at short. Played with a backhand by Ortiz. Plants his feet. Perfect throw across. And Bouchard is out by two or three steps. Joey Ortiz. Easy does it. A good start for Alexander. It hadn't been the best spring for Tyler, who came over from the Rays organization. He's given up 11 runs in under 7 innings this spring. However, you know about the lack of starting pitching options at the beginning of the regular season for the crew, and this guy's going to have to get some big outs, you figure. It's Jordan Beck swinging through the first pitch changeup. Against the Mariners on the road Tuesday, Alexander gave up 5 runs in 4 innings. So they've been stretching him out to be a starter potentially. And the 0-1 pitch, ground ball foul wide of third by Beck, 0-2. This broadcast brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. WDAClub.com. 1-2 misses. The slider on the cleanup batter, Beck. Tyler Alexander has his sign from Contreras. The left-hander's 1-2 pitch. Popped foul coming back over the screen. We'll do it again. 1-2. He's 30 years old, is Tyler. He did make 9 starts for the Rays last year. 52 in his big league career. First 5 years in the majors with the Tigers for Tyler. 1-2 again. Swung on and poked in back of shortstop. Shallow into left center. Nice running catch by Garrett Mitchell, who got a great jump on that ball. Left his feet, went to the grass, made the grab for the second out of the inning. Garrett Mitchell thought that ball was going to find an open spot. It was very shallow off the bat of Beck. Good play by Garrett. So two up, two down. Here comes Sam Hilliard. Flew to center back in the first inning to strand a couple. And he takes a strike, does Hilliard, who's second year back in his second stint with the Rockies. Tyler Alexander, lefty versus lefty, trying for a 1-2-3-4. The 0-1 pitch, up and in, 1-1 on Hilliard. Here's who's made the team that Pat Murphy has been able to confirm to the media already. Connor Thomas, Rule 5 pitcher picked from the Cardinals org. 1-1 pitch. Hilliard swings, pops it up. Foul coming back out of play. 1-2. And Connor is the man making the start on the other end of the split squad today against the Mariners. 2-2 that game in the third inning. Thomas went two innings, gave up two runs. Brian Hudson's taken over for him. 1-2 pitch, swing, ground ball up the middle, and Hilliard's got a base hit. Lefty versus lefty, Hilliard singles. Then a two-out runner brings up the former Brewer, Owen Miller. Drive Around the League brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors. They're building Wisconsin together, 2-2. The road version of the Brewers today against the Mariners, taking on Bryce Miller, one of the ace pitchers for that great Seattle pitching staff. And they've got a couple of runs against him. Young Brewers lineup there. Yadier Arenamo's got an RBI knock. 2-2, that game in the bottom of the third. We'll keep you posted. The other end of the split squad today. Here it's 3-0 Brewers. And Owen Miller looks at a strike from Tyler Alexander, 88 miles an hour. Last split squad day of the spring for the crew. They've done four of them. 0-1 on Owen, struck out against Delvin Rodriguez earlier. He takes outside. That was the fastball from Tyler Alexander. This guy doesn't beat you with velo. It's an 89-mile-an-hour heater. He knows how to pitch. Hilliard leads from first. Hoskins holds him on. The pitch is swung on and missed. That's a slider in under the hands of the righty Miller, 1-2. So Connor Thomas has made the Brewers. Told you earlier, Vinny Capra was confirmed by Pat Murphy. He's going to make the opening day roster. 1-2 pitch. Miller swings and grounds one to third base on the second hop. Played there by Oliver Dunn, and his throw gets away. Gets away from Hoskins, hits off the sidewall, bounce back towards second base. Hilliard goes to third. And staying put at first is the batter, Owen Miller. It's an error on Oliver Dunn. And that continues the inning. Runners on the corners for Keston Hira. That's rare for Oliver Dunn. He's been very sure-handed this entire spring. Second error he's been charged with. So leading 3-0, the Brewers, another opportunity to get out of the inning. Tyler Alexander versus Keston Hira. Struck out back in the second. The pitch. Up and away, ball one. Manuel Margot, if you missed the news yesterday, got released from his Brewers deal. He's signed already with the Tigers, reportedly. Pitches in for a strike on Hira, 1-1. So Margot not making the team.
So I'm leaving the complex today on his way to... Well, I suppose he's not going to Lakeland, right? He's probably heading straight to... wherever the Tigers open?
Yep, I would presume. They're on the corners, 1-1, swing and a miss at a high breaking ball. Hira behind 1-2. We wish Manuel the best. Drove in six runs with the Brewers this spring. Didn't make the club. I think Jake Bowers is going to. They haven't able to confirm that yet. The 1-2 pitch. Up and into Hira, spins the shoulder back out of the way. That was the hardest fastball Tyler Alexander's thrown in the inning, 91 miles an hour. But 2-2 on Keston Hira. Caleb Durbin got optioned. He'll start the year in AAA. There was a lot of talk about him potentially breaking with the big league club. Pat Murphy said needs a little more time. 3-0 Brewers in the fourth. Alexander's 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to first. Reese Hoskins right there. Down to feel it. About two steps back to touch the bag, and that gets Kira and retires the side. The hit, an error, and two left. Bottom of the fourth, it's 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick.
So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Tired of dealing with insurance hassles? With the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club, you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Savings Club members can get more convenient, transparent, and affordable dental care, including savings up to 55%. They can also get less, including fewer restrictions, yearly maximums, and limits. More or less, you could say. WDA Dental Savings Club members get the best of both worlds. To learn more, visit WDAClub.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Chase Dolander continues for the Rockies, trailing the Brewers 3-0, and his first pitch in the bottom of the fourth is low and away on Rhys Hoskins. Three men that he struck out in order in the second will come up against Dolander. Hoskins, Dunn, and Ortiz. Wind up the 1-0. Rhys swings through the fastball. 97 miles an hour. 1-1. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season. When they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more, georgewebb.com. 1-1, swing and a miss. Slider down and away, but fooled him. 1-2. Josh Maurer and Lane Grindle with producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld. Last time from American Family Fields of Phoenix this spring. 1-2 pitch hit deep but foul out in front of a curve was Rhys. Yanked it out of play. It remains 1-2. Beautiful day here for this. Temperatures getting into the mid-80s. Be up in the 90s when we leave town next week. 1-2 pitch. Up and away, 2-2, I guess this week. In my mind, Sunday in baseball is kind of the end of a week. But I guess technically Sunday is the beginning of a week.
Because you're ending a series typically too, right? So it really feels like that.
2-2. Wind up in the pitch. Swung on, grounded towards short. This would be played by Aaron Shunk in the hole. Chucks it way wide. That wasn't even close.
Wasn't that hard of a play.
And it goes off the dugout fencing. Sean Bouchard is the Rockies' first baseman. Hoskins stays at first. It didn't go out of play. Bouchard would have needed one of those fishnets to catch that throw. Whoopsie-daisy there on the error from Aaron Shunk. Okay. Their normal shortstop is Ezekiel Tovar, and he's a gold glover. So Shunk won't be playing at that position if and when he's in the big leagues this year. Not often, anyways. Hoskins at first, nobody out for Oliver Dunn. Stretch and the pitch by Dolander. Curveball dropped in knee high for a strike, nothing in one. But anyway, we've got one more day to go before the Cactus League schedule ends for the Brewers. Two games today in progress. And then at these Rockies tomorrow. 0-1 to Ollie inside. Backed away from 97, coming at his knees. 1-1. Struck out back in the second inning. Then it is off to New York. Opening day next Thursday. 1-1 pitch. Dunn swings through a changeup. 1-2. Got great arm action on that changeup. Lane was describing it for you if you were with us earlier. Comes out looking like he's throwing the fastball, but it's about 7 or 8 miles an hour slower. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, right field, base hit. Ollie Dunn. That time he got the same changeup and he drilled it. First to third goes Hoskins. The right fielder Veen throws it just into the middle of the diamond. Very impressive by Oliver Dunn to make that adjustment. Gets a single to put him on the corners with nobody out. He's had a really nice spring. You know, it wasn't even in question for several weeks whether or not Oliver Dunn was going to make the team coming out of spring training. Nobody even asked about it.
He came out of the gates really strong, swinging. You felt like third base, at least part of the third base job, was going to be his to win, and he's done everything he needed to do to hold that down. And he did a good job at the beginning of the year last year and then hit a little bit of a wall and then went down and got hurt.
Joey Ortiz takes high ball one.
But he's another year older, a little bit more experienced. And if you listen to not just Pat Murphy, but the whispers out of the front office too, a lot of people are really high on what Oliver Dunn can become before it's all over.
Runners on the corners. There goes Dunn. Pitches a called strike. The catcher throws to second, and Fulford airmails it into center. In from third comes Hoskins. On the error, it makes it 4-0 Brewers in the fourth inning. Braxton Fulford with an airmail. I don't think that Hoskins was going to try to break for home. Brewers do that first and third steal often, but that wasn't that. So Dunn steals second. And then another error. Second throwing error of the inning for Colorado. And Dunn at second. Still nobody out. 1-1 on the batter, Joey Ortiz. Pitch by Dolander is lifted foul right side, out of play. Oliver Dunn stolen four bases this spring. Brewers as a team, 55 in the Cactus League. That's a lot, in case you're curious. 1-2 pitch, Ortiz rockets a foul on the ground, but wide of third. He only played 29 games, 55 stolen bases. And you're going to see that all season long, I promise you. Joey Ortiz struck out in the second. Been hitting the ball really well for the last couple of weeks. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded, foul up the first baseline. Inside out swing on a 99-mile-an-hour Chase Dolander pitch. Almost kept that fair. The regular season, every time there's a stolen base, get a donation to a charity. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans, one name you trust. Pitch. Popped into shallow right field by Ortiz. Zach Veen is coming in with a play. Veen coming towards the infield as he makes the catch, and Dunn will stay put at second base. So Ortiz is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Be excited to find out where those donations go when the regular season begins. Vinny Capra to the plate. Brewers leading 4-0. Capra grounded to second base last inning. Dolander's up to 75 pitches. Runner goes for third. Pitches a strike. Throw to third. Not in time. Oliver Dunn steals two bases this trip. Had a fastball to throw on. Did Braxton Fulford. A good throw. He's probably out. Was not a good throw. Threw it towards the second base side of the bag. So Oliver steals second and third. Infield comes in on Vinny Capra. 0-1 pitch, big swing. He fouls it straight back into the screen, and Dolander, who's pitching for the punch out, has him in an 0-2 hole.
I wonder if the guy behind home plate who's having the conversation on his phone knows that he's going live to the Brewers radio network right now. If we just laid out
0-2 foul back
and had Kent turn the crowd mic up, we could find out if he might be doing some business. He's got his feet up on the railing.
I think that's part of the deal here at American Family Fields. If you buy that seat, you get to go on the radio. They promise you. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball inside on Capra. The curve taken for ball one.
He's right on top of the mic. You can hear everything. And Kent turned him down, didn't you? Yeah. He agreed. He goes, yeah.
Yep. Less of me. 1-2 pitch. High drive. Left center field. Way up into the sky for Capra. Wall is back. Beck leaps up. He deflects the ball off his glove over the fence for a home run. Jordan Beck knocks it over the wall for a two-run shot. You take them any way you can get them, and Vinny Capra has taken a lot of them this spring. That was his sixth homer, and the Brewers lead the game 6-0 in the fourth inning. Thank you, Jordan Beck. I don't think that was getting over the wall. It looked like it was going to be a foot or two short of it. Beck leapt up at the fence in left center field. When the ball popped out of his glove, he just deflected it right up onto the berm. How about that?
That's you see a little bit of everything in this game. We've seen that before. But you could see him tracking, and it looked like he was going to be fine. He was going to make the catch. Just mistimed the jump a little bit, and the rest is history, as they say.
At least it wasn't Jose Canseco knocking it off his head over the
wall. That's correct.
Remember that one. That's it for Chase Dolander. Bud Black makes a pitching change. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud part of the Brewers reminding you when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular built for us. 6-0 in the fourth, still one out on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards is a leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our huge selection of residential and post-frame trusses or custom design trusses specifically for your project. View our entire selection of quality roof and floor truss options today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find all the great deals happening this week at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Vinny Capra, one of the stars of the Cactus League, hits his sixth home run. And now it's 6-0 Brewers. New pitcher left-hander Ryan Rollison has an 0-2 count on Bryce Terang. One out, nobody on, and the pitch is up and in as we continue the bottom of the fourth from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Rollison in there. Chase Dolander goes 3 1/3, gives up 6 runs, 5 earned. 3 in progress this inning. The Brewers still batting. Terang 1-for-2, singled in the third. The 1-2 pitch. Line smash between first and second. That's a base hit for Bryce. Showing no ill effects of the week-plus layoff that he's had. He's smoked a couple of singles in consecutive innings. He did that against the left-handed pitcher, too, in Ryan Rollison, R-O-L-I-S-O-N. Fourth base runner of the fourth inning for the Brewers, and that brings up Jackson Churio, who has homered and walked, scored 2 of the 6 runs. Rollison stretching the pitch. Hard ground ball towards third, just foul by inches. It rolls into the left field corner. That would have been another Jackson extra base hit where it, let's say, 3 inches. A little bit further to the bag. By the way, with that home run by Vinny Capra, deflected over the wall by the left fielder, I have to tell you something. I got to tell you that if that happened in the regular season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin would donate $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference.
They'd do that if it flew over the wall or if it got helped over the wall.
Right?
Either way.
And they still would do it.
Yep.
So a home run's a home run. Or if it was an inside the Parker. Ball inside, 1-1 on Churio. The pitch down in the dirt, eats alive the catcher Fulford, goes past him to the backstop, and Terang jogs up to second base. A very wild pitch by Ryan Rollison. I presume it's Rollison. Could be Rollison, I guess. Not on the pronunciation guide we're given. My bad for not checking. The 2-1 from Rollison. Up and away, and it's 3-1. If I'm saying your name wrong, Ryan, I apologize. Dolander had great stuff. You can see why he's the top prospect in the organization. 6 strikeouts. 3-1 pitch. Churio took a strike with a curve. Just clipped the outside corner, 3-2. Three runs in the fourth. 6-0 Brewers. On deck is Yelich. That second Terang. The 3-2 coming. Churio swings, pops it up. Got a hanger, but he just hits it sky high behind shortstop for Aaron Shunk. Backs up about 5 steps onto the outfield grass, and the shortstop Shunk makes the catch for the second out. And Churio retired for the first time this afternoon. Here comes Christian Yelich. Top of the 5th inning in the other Brewers game today at Seattle, still tied at 2. Told you a very young lineup over there, including guys like Luis Lara, Yadier Arenado, Isaac Collins playing in that game, as is Caleb Durbin. Yelich takes up and in ball one. Bryce Miller, the ace pitcher for the Mariners, has gone 5 innings. Brian Hudson, how about this lane? 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts for Hudson in that game. Good sign.
He's added a lot to his repertoire this spring.
Yelich line drive to second. It's caught by Tyler Freeman. That was a bullet. Whoa. Christian squared that up, smashed it, but it was caught by the Rockies' second sacker. So the inning is over. But the Brewers score 3. We go to the 5th. And here it's 6-0 Milwaukee, tied at 2 there against Seattle. And the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Enjoy Brewers action all summer with a season ticket plan. Secure the best savings up to 35% plus the best locations and benefits, like access to season seat member rewards and savings on parking. Learn more at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
We'll take some more at bats.
Smollett. Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Tyler Alexander gets the second inning on the mound for the Brewers. Christian Yelich out of the game after that line smash got caught. Hedbert Perez in left. We go to the 5th. 6-0 Brewers, and here is Lane.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Braxton Fulford is the batter against Alexander here in the top of the 5th inning, and the first pitch is a touch high with a slider, and it's 1-0. Fulford struck out looking back in the 2nd inning, 0-for-1 today. Brewers have had a big day offensively, a 6-0 lead. This one popped up, foul, and back of home plate, and it'll find the seats out of play. And it's one ball and one strike on Fulford. Brewers struck first. A solo shot from Jackson Churio back in the first inning. They have not looked back so far. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Backhanded by Ortiz. Collects, fires to first low, but caught by Hoskins. And there's one away. And here is Aaron Shunk. Time for a vibe check. Good vibes right now with a 6-0 lead. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Shunk, who struck out back in the third inning against Jared Koenig in a 1-2-3 inning for Jared. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Brewers have Alexander on the mound right now, also expecting to see Yoel Piamps before it's all said and done. He'll do a back-to-back also. He pitched yesterday against the A's. There's a slider that missed outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. Swung underneath of a slider that was at the very top of the zone. 1-2 on Shunk. Brewers and Rockies again tomorrow over in Scottsdale. 1-2 is high with a fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. And then one more night in their Phoenix area beds and off to New York City. 2-2 pitch. Slider flipped into center. That's going to get down for a base hit for Aaron Shunk. It was a slider down and away, and he just reached the bat out and poked it off the end of the bat into shallow center. So Shunk is aboard with one out for Tyler Freeman. Freeman 1-for-2, had a base hit to start up this game back in the first inning. Elvin Rodriguez looked good in his two innings today. The pitch missed outside with a changeup that time from Alexander. It's 1-0. I think Elvin went down to the bullpen, got a little bit more work in after his two innings, but not too much more. 1-0 pitch is chopped foul to plate, and it's 1-1.
It was also interesting. They got Piamps up earlier for a little bit. Sat down, then they'll probably get him back up again, maybe simulating.
Yeah, simulating what that'll be like in the regular season. You might get up and not get called into the game. And so all of those things are real things you try to go through. It was funny hearing Pat Murphy today talking about Christian Yelich. One ball and one strike on Freeman. The pitch is fouled back and into the net, 1-2. And he said, I just playfully, over the course of spring training, approached him and been like, have you slid in a game yet? You know, have you dove for a ball yet? Have you dove back into first base yet? Things you kind of take for granted, but when you're getting back on the field for the first time in a while, probably things you like to check off the box. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he missed low with a changeup. Didn't miss by a lot. It's two balls and two strikes on Freeman. Runner at first and one away in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch, swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder on him, swung through a slider, ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's two away now for Zach Veen. Veen in right field today for Colorado. Hey, suit up this season at MLBShop.com. Check out the largest selection of authentic jerseys, caps, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Visit MLBShop.com, the official source for your Brewers gear. I'm going to get a custom jersey this year. Pitch to Veen is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. I'm going to get a custom jersey. It's going to be number 40, and it's going to have Sommerfeld on the back of it. You want me to get two?
No, I think one's plenty for this booth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not participating. The 0-1. Ground ball towards second base. Backhanded by Capra. He will flip to short where Ortiz is covering at the second base bag. And the inning is over. So Veen hits into the fielder's choice.
I love
and
the sentiment.
And it's a zero for Alexander.
Great idea.
You're not going to participate.
Sure.
That's a bad teammate. You got to get on board here. Yeah. 6-0.
You don't want to blow up Kent's head.
Yeah. A lot of ego over there with that one. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 6-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Express.com, Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
6-0 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rolson still out there on the mound for Colorado, and a 0-1 count here on Contreras. 0-1 pitch missed low with a four-seam fastball at 92 miles an hour. And it's 1-1. Rolison came on and finished up that bottom of the fourth inning. That saw the Brewers play three runs. As Contreras uses his timeout and steps back into the box. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup right down the middle, and Contreras came up empty. He was taking a big hack at that pitch. Easton McGee is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. And this is a soft liner into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit for Contreras. And he is on to lead off the inning here in the fifth. So here's Garrett Mitchell. Mitchell today, a couple of strikeouts, both of those coming against Dolander. Garrett hitting .244 on the spring. Lefty-lefty matchup here. And the breaking ball from Rollison's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. For a guy like Garrett, seeing a lot of lefties in spring is a good thing. Try to stay in the lineup as much as possible during the regular season. If you're going to do that, got to hit lefties. Here's a swinging bunt in front of the mound. Rollison fields, pivots to the inside, and makes an accurate throw to first to get Mitchell. On the play, Contreras moves up 90 feet to second base. So one away, and here's Reese Hoskins. Well, nothing beats springtime in Wisconsin. It's coming. Sooner or later, it'll get here. Might be a little bit before it totally turns that corner back in Milwaukee. But we love to experience springtime in Wisconsin with, of course, Usinger sausage on the grill. Milwaukee's family-owned and operated sausage house. As Hoskins takes a slider outside, it's 1-0. They've been making great sausage since 1880, and they've been making it exclusively in Milwaukee for 145 years. America's finest. Pitch to Hoskins in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Brewers have a pinch runner for Contreras at second base, and that is Garcia, David Garcia. So he takes over for Contreras. The 1-1. Hoskins rolls it foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2 on Reese.
Funny, they let William get to second base before they ran for him. Got to run out on that ground ball that Mitchell hit and then had a further walk to the dugout than he would have otherwise.
It's one thing they wanted to check that box. Run to second. He's done that plenty over the course of spring. Hoskins swings on it and fouls it back into the net. It stays 1-2. Good crowd today. This isn't going to be as big as Friday night, but it's a nice spring training crowd for the final game here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Goes fast. We've been here a little over a month. Kind of feels like we've blinked. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. Hits off the front of the Rockies dugout. It stays at 1-2 on Hoskins.
I was on my way out here to join you guys the first time these teams played this spring, exactly 4 weeks ago. Rockies Brewers, four Sundays ago. And that feels like just happened.
It really does. I mean, I think it's two things can be true at once, right? When you're in the midst of spring training, you play all these day games, and the weather's so similar that it does start to run together a little bit. For me, the recall on these games is really hard because the games start to run together a little bit too. 1-2 pitch is down and in with a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. But then you get to the other side of it, and you're sitting there getting ready to go jump on the bus and head to the airport and take off for wherever your regular season opening day is. And it feels like it went fast. 2-2's up and in. Fastball at 93, and the count goes full on Hoskins. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia at second, and one away here in the bottom of the fifth. A 6-0 Brewers lead. Rollison brings home the pitch, and he missed down and in with a fastball, and Hoskins earns the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Oliver Dunn. One thing that's been fun with this Brewers group, this core, it's kind of, you know, this Brewers era 2.0, if you will. The first era was kind of associated with the Yelich trade and the Kane signing and all the young pitchers that came up. Swing and a miss on a slider down and away, and it's 0-1 on Oliver Dunn. The second leg of this era, if you will, has been all these young position players. Jackson Churio, Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Joey Ortiz, Bryce Terang. 0-1, Dunn flips it in the air, foul territory, giving it a look is the third baseman, Owen Miller, and he goes into a slide and runs out of room. It hits off the net. And it's 0-2. But with this next run of players, all these young position players at once, what I really enjoy is watching them develop and grow and establish themselves in the big leagues as a group. Here's a spin and a throw to second, and they got him. Good move by Rollison as he threw to second behind Garcia, and he is picked off as Shunk, the shortstop, snuck in there behind him. And so now two away. Hoskins still at first, and that is still Hoskins running over there. And an 0-2 count on Dunn. Rollison kicks the leg, brings home the pitch, and this is driven out to center. Going back on it is Hilliard, still back, looking up. It's over his head, and one hops the wall in center. Hoskins on his way to third. He'll be held there. It is a double off the bat of Oliver Dunn, and the Brewers have second and third, and two away. And in the regular season, when the Brewers hit a double, that will mean $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. And now we will have a mound visit from Darryl Scott, the pitching coach, coming out to chat with Rollison here, who has thrown 29 pitches in relief before Joey Ortiz comes to the plate. Mound visits brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So the visit from Daryl Scott is over. As Ortiz gets back into the box here. Rollis in the lefty. High leg kick and the pitch. And that is pulled foul. And it's 0-1 on Joey Ortiz. Joey's 0-2 today. Called out on strikes back in the second inning. Flied to right in the fourth. He will be the everyday shortstop for the crew. After manning third base for the majority of last season. 0-1 is down and in with a slider. And it's 1-1 on Joey Ortiz.
And nobody has any doubt that Joey will be anything less than excellent at shortstop.
And he has shown that he can kind of handle any one of those three spots on the infield if you needed him to, and do it at a very high level. Half-hearted swing and a miss on a slider that fooled him down in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Ortiz stepping out of the box for a quick moment, now climbing back in there. One ball and two strikes on Joey. Rollison brings home the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball down in the dirt. The tag applied by Fulford. And Ortiz is the final out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brewers had a little bit of a threat, but they strand a pair. We head to the sixth. It's 6-0 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Easton McGee takes over on the mound for the Brewers. In the top of the sixth inning, a 6-0 Brewers lead. And Sean Bouchard leads things off for Colorado. Bouchard today is 1-for-2, base hit back in the first inning. Grounded out to Ortiz in the fourth inning, and McGee delivers a strike at the knees at 92, and it's 0-1. A little bit of cloud cover today. We don't get a lot of that down here. There's always... Of the 30 or so spring training games you play, as that curveball missed low, and it's 1-1. I would say maybe three or four games where you have any legitimate cloud cover down here in Phoenix, but you have it today. The 1-1, is a bouncer to short, charging is Ortiz, going to be a tough play. Struggles getting it out of the glove, but he does in time to throw out Bouchard at first. Really nice job coming in on that baseball by Ortiz and not panicking when he didn't get the ball out clean the first time. Those are the type of plays that you probably like being challenged with over the course of spring training before you head off to the regular season. So now here's Jordan Beck, who's 0 for 2 today. And the pitch to Beck is down and away, and it's 1-0.
We even had a rain out this spring.
Yeah, you were there for that one. Got one inning in. The 1-0 pitch to Beck is a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. That's right, wasn't it? Just one inning?
I think it was two, but yeah, it was the rare. We started and then stopped. And stopped abruptly, and that was it.
I think I've only... The 1-1 breaking ball hit foul up the third baseline on the ground. And it's 1-2. I think I've only been a part of one rainout down here. And it was March 12th, 2020. Over at Camelback Ranch. Brewers and Dodgers. The 1-2 pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. Maybe it was March 11th, because I think spring training shut down on March the 12th, right? Is that correct? When we think back to 2020? Well, regardless, it was the night before spring training shut down. The 2-2 to Beck is high, and it's 3-2. Brewers were playing the Dodgers. Mookie Betts had just been acquired that offseason by the Dodgers. He played in that game for Los Angeles, and the game went into a delay and then was canceled in the fifth inning, Kent says. 3-2 pitch is a called third strike. Really nice sinking fastball that got the low outside corner. And Beck strikes out looking, an ortho ASAP strikeout for Easton McGee. And there's two down now for Sam Hilliard. Kent says the fifth, I have no reason to doubt him. So in the fifth inning, that game ended. And that was it for us until July. We weren't back on the air. We didn't know that for sure at the time, but it felt like that could possibly be it when we signed off that night. Pitch is outside, and it's 1-0. All of the basketball tournaments that morning had been canceled, and eerie times were upon us. I hate reliving it, so I'm going to stop. The 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
We've had a lot of retrospectives of that time recently because we just hit the 5-year anniversary.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago.
McGee looking in through his glove. And the 1-1 pitch to Hilliard is a ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. But, yeah, I think that's the only other rainout I can think of. There might have been one in Surprise I was a part of. Or at least where a game ended early. But you don't get them very often down here. Those tarps don't get used much. Now time called by Hilliard before McGee goes into the windup. What do you think for attendance today, guys? I got us at maybe just shy of 5,000.
Sounds about right.
1-2 is a high fly ball, but foul and out of play down the right field line. Stays at 1-2. I'll go 48-32. Kent's writing it down. He's our official court reporter. He's calling for Josh to go next. 1-2 to Hilliard. Fouled back into the screen, and it stays at 1-2, and it allows us to get our guesses in.
I'll go 51-50.
I think you're close. I think it might be above 5. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to first base. Backhanded by Hoskins. Turns and flips to McGee covering. And that is a play that you love to see from Reese Hoskins.
Rocky.
That range is a little bit better than it was a year ago at this time. A 1-2-3 inning for McGee. We'll get Kent's guess when we come back as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A 6-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, always keep a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. 6-0 Brewers as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, and hard-throwing right-hander Seth Halverson takes over on the mound for Colorado. First pitch to Vinny Capra is in there for a strike at 98, and it's 0-1. Another Tennessee product. That's where he finished his college career. Made his debut a season ago. Brewers saw him early in his career last year. That's in there for a strike with a slider, and it's 0-2 on Vinny Capra. Some changes defensively for the Rockies. Taylor Aguilar is now the new left fielder. As Halverson brings home the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and he takes quick care of Vinny Capra. One away for Bryce Terang. At second base is Julio Carreras. Freeman stays in the game. He moves to center. Hilliard is out of the contest. And a late entry for best name of spring training at first base, Warming Bernabel. First pitch to Bryce Terang is down and in, 0-1.
As in, now warming, Bernabel.
They said Bernabel, right? Or is it Bernabel?
But
warming Bernabel. That's outstanding. The 1-0 is a sharply hit ground ball to second base. Backhanded by Carreras. Throws to first, and warming heats up the bag and holds it. And Terang is out. That didn't work. 4-3. Tried to make a play on warming. That didn't work for that play.
Tell you what, though. You're around enough games, you see about every possible first name. This is the first ever warming that I've ever come across.
I mean, if you're like in a snowstorm and the power goes out, I'd want to be named warming. I mean, you just have to. You would have to be optimistic. Power's going to come back on, I think. We're going to be warm soon enough. Jackson Churio takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Halverson, the 0-1 pitch. Churio swing and a miss on a fastball at 99. And it's nothing in 2. 100 miles per hour on that fastball from Halverson. 6-0 Crew. They've outhit the Rockies 9-4 so far this afternoon. Breeze picking up a little bit, blowing in to our faces where we sit in the press box. 0-2, swing and a miss. Nasty sinker, and Halverson looked pretty impressive in a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. To the seventh we go, 6-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
On Monday, March 31st versus the Royals, all fans in attendance will receive a 2025 magnet schedule, compliments of Palermo's, the official frozen pizza of the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.